Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Patrick Dolan is on the Team Hochberg phone line. He's from Siegel and Dolan. Patrick, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. You know, there are a lot of questions when we're all talking vaccines and workplace scenarios and things such as that. And I'm interested in, when it comes to vaccines, can a business owner require that his employees be vaccinated?
Well, the short answer is yes. But like so many things in employment law, there's a few conditions and exceptions to keep in mind as an employer. So employers need to be mindful of accommodations that need to be made for medical conditions, employees with medical conditions, which may preclude getting vaccinated, or employees with sincerely held religious beliefs. So employers really are required to talk to these individuals to discuss these concerns that they have, those concerns may need to be accommodated. It's a discussion that happens between employer and employee, but an employer should consider the workplace environment and think about what's going to work for the individual employee as well as their coworkers. So the short answer is yes, but we need to keep some accommodation issues in mind.
What if you have an employee who is just scared to death? Does that employee have any rights?
No, not scared to death per se. The accommodations come from the Americans with Disabilities Act under for medical conditions, and also a general discrimination law for sincerely held religious beliefs. So, scared to death, I don't think it's going to be sufficient for purposes of getting out of that employment requirement.
Are you surprised that more businesses, and maybe this will change in a few months, but aren't saying that they're going to require their employees to be vaccinated? Or are there more that I'm just not aware of?
I think as time goes by and folks get more information on the safety of these vaccinations, and it becomes more palatable for employers to require their employees to take vaccinations, I think you'll see more and more companies require them. But there's certainly a learning curve here. People have to be comfortable in order to do it, and I think employers want people to be comfortable, but they want them to be safe as well. So, that's not going to change the requirements, wearing a mask, keeping distance, and encouraging hand sanitizing to keep workers safe in the workplace.
Have you found heard of any suits of employees bringing them against their employers for being in what they would consider an uncomfortable work situation? I mean, not properly distancing, not requiring masks, hand sanitizer, things like that?
Yes, and I've certainly talked to employees with those concerns, and that's something that employees can talk to employers about, and they should talk to employers about. And even though they may not technically have an accommodation requirement under a variety of different employment laws, it's something that still should be discussed, because I think there are ways to address those concerns, whether it be working at home or placing them in a part of the work environment that they're more comfortable with.
But how about, Joe, employers who are just not providing a safe situation?
Well, then you do have claims, and the city of Chicago actually has an ordinance for that, and actually there are federal workplace laws that protect an individual too. So there's certainly requirements that are incumbent upon an employer to keep their employees safe, and those are the sorts of things that we're all now familiar with.
So if I'm an employee and I feel uncomfortable, it's more than feeling uncomfortable. If I feel that my boss is not providing a safe environment, let's say I'm in the city, let's say state of Illinois, what is it that I should do?
Well, you can, first of all, you should raise that concern with the company itself and see if it can be worked out. You may have claims that can be filed under OSHA. You may have a whole variety of claims. But there's also retaliation concern. And certain laws will protect the individual, who makes those sorts of concerns known with regard to unsafe practices in the workplace from being retaliated against. So there's a number of places that employee can go.
Patrick, I should know the answer to this, but I don't know the disposition of that employer protection that was part of the negotiation in the Congress late last year. Are employers protected from lawsuits, or did that not get included in the final bill?
I don't think that got included in the final bill.
As I say it out loud, I think so, too.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Since we're at the Capitol, let's walk up toward the steps of the Capitol together and look around at the looting and the mayhem and the insurrection. If I'm an employer and my employee is inside the Capitol, which I think by virtue of being inside the Capitol, you've committed a criminal offense, can I fire her or him without her being charged?
Yeah, the short answer is yes. And I think... and we have to differentiate between those who are there to peacefully protest and those who are there as part of the rioting, the insurrection, the unlawful activities. The peaceful protesters have some protection, although employees of private sector companies do not have First Amendment protection.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you're there committing unlawful activities, companies are certainly within their rights to terminate someone who engages in that act.
Okay, so let's take it to not committing a criminal offense. And as we're talking, I'm thinking of the woman. Didn't she flip off President Trump's motorcade as he went by early in his administration?
Yep,
she embarrassed her employer, and so she was fired. So if you're on the grounds of the Capitol protesting, even peacefully, but you are holding a sign or you do an interview that says something that is outlandish or, embarrassing to your employer, can the employer fire you for that?
Well, the companies have code of conduct policies that may prohibit engaging in conduct that harms the reputation of the business, and they can be, and employees can be terminated perhaps under that. However, companies need to be careful. They need to look at the evidence to see the level of participation for each worker engaged in those activities, because I think American companies have rightfully been tolerant and respectful of people expressing their political views on these issues. And so you have to be really careful to differentiate between political, peaceful protesters who should not be terminated by their employer and those who are engaging in these other riotous acts that we all saw on TV.
Do you remember, let's go back to the bird flying a runner at the Trump motorcade. Did we know where she worked before she was fired? And I ask that because, maybe she would have been okay had her workplace not been brought into the conversation.
Yeah, I'm not sure
either.
If a public or a private employer, which would make a difference, certainly under the First Amendment. Public employees have rights under the First Amendment that private sector employees do not.
I did not know that. So you're more protected if you're a public employee?
You are. Employees of private sector companies are not protected under the First Amendment, whereas employees of public sector jobs are.
Oh, okay. So if you are... if you're a police officer for a department and you're on the grounds of the Capitol and you start saying incredibly embarrassing things or, and you were whatever, I was going to say you're wearing your uniform, that might be too far, but you have a higher threshold of punishment than if someone's working for WGN Radio saying the same things beside you.
Yeah, generally that's true.
Huh.
Yep.
Did not know that. We're talking to Patrick Dolan from Siegel & Dolan on the docket, employment law in a pandemic. But we got one quick question, Patrick, if you don't mind. Let me punch up here.
Sure.
Mike, you have a quick question for Patrick? Just lost Patrick. Mike?
Yes, my question is, he had mentioned that if somebody is scared for taking the shot, that wouldn't protect them. What happens if the person has an anxiety disorder or a depression disorder and the fear of taking the shot aggravates that?
I think
now are they in a protected class?
I'm no lawyer, and we lost Patrick there real quick, but I think he did say that if you have medical conditions that you can document, then I think that you would have some exemption. I apologize for that. We lost Patrick just as I was going to talk to you, Mike.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Be well. The news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is coming up.
WGN.